Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And, you know, I got a question for everybody. You know, there's so much uncertainty right now, and sometimes it just really pushes our buttons and we go into fear state. So what if fear wasn't something to run from, but a signal guiding you towards transformation? So today we're going to be talking about beyond fear, raising your vibration in uncertain times. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. So beyond fear, raising your vibration in uncertain times. Remember, you know, everything is frequency, vibration, and essence. I think we know that more and more each and every day. And we are in more control than we think. It's like, how are we being? How are we showing up? And what frequency are we vibrating at? Okay, because remember, words have frequency, thoughts have frequency. And even though we can't tangibly probably see it, it's a frequency, it's like radio waves, it's there. And if you have any doubt about that, I'm just really going to invite you to listen up to what we're going to be talking about today and, you know, maybe implement some of it into your life and see, you know, play with it a little bit. You probably will be pleasantly surprised by these little things that are so much part of the bigger picture. So, you know, let's talk about understanding the nature of fear. How often do we let fear control our decisions instead of using it as a compass? You know, fear as a signal. My wish for you all is that you'll embrace the fact that fear is not your enemy. It's an energetic signal. It alerts you when something is out of alignment, whether it's a thought pattern, a belief, or maybe even a situation. It's like when you have that funny feeling that something is off, just trust that. Fear is, you know, it's been given a bad rap. You know, it's like duck and cover and try to protect yourself. But I'm going to invite you to kind of lean into that and look at it from a different perspective. Now, we have biological fear, which triggers the fight or flight response within each of us. It's like when we're being chased by the tiger and we're trying to get out of harm's way so we can survive. Okay. The good news about biological fears, it's like the fight or flight usually subsides when you're in the old thing of being possibly the tiger's dinner. But we have been under so much biological stress that we're in what they call, there's a word for it. It's as if we are in constant stress and constant stress reaction. I know there's a name for it, but anyway, I'll remember it. And then there's also, you know, from fear from a spiritual standpoint, it can be seen as an invitation to evolve, expand, or shift your perspective. Now, just feel into that. When it's more of a biological thing like fight or flight, maybe fight or flight, freeze, you know, the deer in the headlights, you know, those type of mechanisms that we remove ourselves from, you know, a fearful situation to, and you know, what happens with our energy as well, when we're like in that mode of fear, guess what? Our energy field and our frequency constricts. It's like if you're able to see people's energy fields and auras, you will see that it's very close to their body and it's not expansive. Whereas when you are looking from fear from a spiritual perspective, it's more expansive. And you're looking at the possibilities and also, you know, the ability to maybe do something different. So it's like there's more freedom with that, more comfort, maybe more certainty. And this allows your energy field to relax and expand. So when we have fear, I think for some people, it's a natural tendency to, you know, want to deny or ignore the fear and, you know, or not even go there because they don't want to think about it. It's important to acknowledge that there is something there, okay? It's not about staying in it and creating something out of it or, you know, experiencing that. It's about having the awareness and witnessing that it's there. It's like from the stance of a bigger picture perspective, when you're able to see, okay, there is some danger there, it's not about ignoring it and maybe it'll go away, because guess what? It doesn't go away. It actually grows and gets bigger. Okay. Like I said, it festers and grows stronger, often manifesting as anxiety, procrastination, or even self-sabotage. And, you know, we have those pesky, how could I say it, patterns or issues, core issues that we come into this world with. And it's about learning how to maneuver through them with a lot more grace and ease and learn the lessons that they are providing for you. Because believe it or not, we all signed up for them. And these were chosen so that our souls could grow at the deepest and most profound level. Okay. We're here on planet Earth, going to the University of Earth and working on our PhDs. So I'm going to say this, ask yourself this, where in my life am I avoiding fear instead of engaging with it? It's something to think about. When you meet fear with awareness, it transforms from a limiting force into a guide towards growth. And that's so important because every opportunity is a growth opportunity. We label it as good or bad, and we decide whether or not we want to ignore it or embrace it. We decide how we want to respond or react, or if we want to react to it. What I'm saying is that we have more power and control than we give ourselves credit for. And let's see if we could possibly change that to something that's more expansive, that's going to allow you to come to neutrality and ground zero. So let's look at the frequency of fear versus the frequency of love. And I got a question for you about this. It's like, how can raising your vibration change the way you experience fear and uncertainty? That's something to really ponder on. And some of the baseline things that I talk about a lot on my show is that everything is energy, everything is vibration, and everything is frequency. Okay. Fear vibrates at a low frequency. It's very dense, contracted, and reactive. So just feel into that. Think of something that you're very fearful of and just feel what that feels like for you right now. You almost feel like you're constricting or getting smaller. It's like you're trying to hide and protect yourself. Whereas love, courage, and gratitude vibrate at a higher, more expansive, solution-oriented, and it's magnetic. So just feel the love. Feel with love, courage, and gratitude. And just notice, in contrast to what you just were feeling with fear, okay, it's definitely different. It's more expansive. It's lighter. And it is a higher frequency. So just knowing that, you could feel the contrast within between the two. Which one feels better to you? I know for sure for me, it's the love, courage, and gratitude frequency for sure. When we, live our lives and we're going through life and, going to work and raising our families or, taking care of loved ones or whatever we do in our lives, are you doing it from a place of fear or a place of love? So you noticed how fear shows up in you. Could you imagine interacting with other people when you're fearful? It's like you feel like you're stuck. For example, fear-based thinking keeps us stuck in what could go wrong, while love-based thinking opens doors to creative solutions. Also, I feel that fear-based thinking, the word that gives it away is thinking. So you're in your mind, okay? You're not in your body feeling the love. You're trying to figure things out. You're trying to control things. You're trying to, based on something from the past, you want to make sure that it doesn't happen in the future. Notice you're either living in the past or the future. You're not in the present moment. In contrast, when you are in joy and love and you have, it's rippling out from you, it's like the love-based thinking opens doors to creative solutions, and it's expanding your frequency. So when you're expansive, the vibration is going to attract something that's going to be a like vibration, versus as when something is constricted, you're going to attract something that's constricted as well. Okay. So whatever you focus your attention on creates your reality. So I'm just going to invite you all, when fear arises, take a conscious breath and just ask yourself, when fear arises, what frequency do I want to align with right now, fear or love? It's really that simple. Where do you want to place your frequency? Do you want to focus on everything that's negative or fearful or the what ifs or, perhaps, or, I'm going to invite you to expand yourself into love. And think about this. It's like, what would love do in that stressful situation? What would love do? When you focus on love in that modality, it's like you're opening the door for more of that to come in. You're raising your vibration and frequency. So when you raise your vibration, it's not about denying fear. It's about consciously choosing the frequency you operate from. So, how uncertainty becomes a portal for transformation. When certainty shows up, what happens to your energy? Does it expand or contract? So we're getting ready to go on our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And our show today is about beyond fear, raising your vibration in uncertain times. And we are certainly in those times. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if you're really enjoying our episode today, I invite you to like, share, and subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or YouTube. By leaving a review or a comment, you not only support the show, but also help others who are searching for guidance and inspiration find these conversations. Your engagement helps us spread this message to more people who are ready to awaken, reclaim their energy, and live in alignment with their truth. So take a moment now, subscribe, review, and share with a friend who could benefit from remembering that energy truly is the new currency. So, you know, before break, we were stepping into how uncertainty becomes a portal for transformation. And I posed the question to you all before we left on break. And the question was, when uncertainty shows up, what happens to your energy? Does it expand or contract? Based on what we kind of shared earlier, it contracts, okay? So uncertainty feels very uncomfortable. We, by nature, as human beings, thrive on control. I hate to say it, but it's like we all like to be in control, some of us more than others. And you know, that's okay. That's just the nature of the beast. And that's just the nature of being a human being. When outcomes are unknown or our anxiety arises, it's like we are totally out of control. And what really is kind of funny to watch too, and I've noticed this over time, is that you could tell how out of control people are, because if they are control fiends and something and you know, anxiety producing arises in them, they just crank that control button up a little tighter. And it's just like they're even in more control, and you could just see it in their body stance. It's actually something pretty, it's worth watching, because it's like you will see their energy field contract. So there is a gift in not knowing. And I know that seems counterintuitive to what a lot of people go through. Paradoxically, the unknown is fertile ground for growth. It invites surrender, opens us to possibilities we possibly couldn't have imagined, because we have blinders on thinking that, oh my God, based on what how this happened before, this is what I did and this is what I need to do in the future. Remember, that same thing isn't exactly the same thing that happened before. It's different. You're vibrating at a different frequency, it's vibrating at a different frequency, yet it if we go to trying to create something from an old place, we miss the opportunity to see the new synchronicities coming through and the breakthroughs. So I invite you to surrender and look for possibilities, because when we are just even open to that and we step through that threshold of that doorway into the unknown and the possibilities, this is where the universe delights and surprises us. This is where maybe you could have a spiritual awakening or personal breakthroughs, because sometimes you are getting out of your own way and just allowing things to unfold as they need to without controlling it. Breakthroughs often occur in periods of uncertainty because the mind is less rigid and more receptive. Let me repeat that again. Breakthroughs occur in periods of uncertainty because the mind is less rigid and more receptive. So the next time uncertainty arises in your life, and trust me, there's a lot to be about uncertain about in these times that we're going through, I invite you to ask yourself, what is the moment inviting me to discover or possibly release? The more comfortable you become with uncertainty, the more you operate from higher consciousness rather than reactive fear. And it's also about you becoming, creating more certainty in your life in uncertain times. Okay? That's kind of interesting, because you'll feel calm, expansive, and grounded in the uncertainty, and you're certain. You know, the certainty comes from within yourself that no matter what's circling around you externally that's uncertain, you are certain within yourself that no matter what happens, you got this. So when we transmute fear into higher energy, it's really about awareness. And we talk a lot about awareness on and mindfulness on my show as well. The first thing, you know, awareness is like a foundational piece. Once you're aware, you know what you need to do next. It's when you're not aware that you are maneuvering in the dark and blindly trying to, you know, move forward. When you're aware, this is about you noticing without judgment, okay, where maybe the fear is, okay? Maybe you could feel a sensation in your body when you're in fear. You know, maybe your chest, your stomach, or your mind, or you feel like something tightening up, like that gut feeling, like right in the pit of your stomach. That's an awareness. So, knowing that that's there, this is key. Now you could do something with that. So, how you maneuver through that is doing some breath work. Sometimes by just taking deep conscious breaths, it allows your nervous system to recalibrate itself and move from that, remember that contraction and constriction, to expansion and receptivity. Breathing, deep breathing allows you to be fully present in your body more than you were the moment before. Grounding is another way to get you fully present in your body and in the present moment. It's about connecting your physical body and your energetic body with the earth. Walking barefoot is key, and I think it's essential. I've walked barefoot probably the last 36 years since I've lived in California. We wear flip-flops a lot, but I'm usually barefoot when I'm in my home or even in my yard, because for me, I like to feel the earth under my feet. And just, you know, visualize too, to ground yourself, your feet are being rooted and planted way deep into the earth. And it's about hugging those trees too, because every creature and object is a sentinel being. Trees are very much alive. I recently came back from a trip to Northern California where I was in Mount Shasta, and I spent a lot of time just leaning up against a tree or even putting my arms around the tree. You could actually feel the energy from the tree feeding into your body and circling through your body. Light and sound, you know, visualizing golden light or white light can dissolve fear as well, just as changing music or singing or vibration and frequency, like singing bowls, you know, the crystal bowls. This, you know, causes, you know, when you utilize a crystal bowl, you're vibrating and creating a frequency, and that usually can assist you with releasing stuck energy. So I'm just going to ask you this. What truth is this fear that you're experiencing revealing to you? And what are you ready to release? Another key insight is, you know, you could actually use it through movement. Physical motion, stretching, dancing, yoga moves energy and it cuts the stagnation. So fear absolutely wants movement, even though we constrict it. It's fighting for movement, not stagnation. Transmutation occurs and turns it into courage, creativity, and empowerment. So some practical tools to raise your vibration is work on your personal energetic hygiene, okay? Be aware of where your energy and frequency is. Also, being in a state of gratitude, and sometimes I know that could be really tough if you're really in it and you're having a real tough time, you know, how can I be grateful for, you know, X, Y, and Z happening to me? Be grateful for the things that you have in your life. And if you have to, start very simply. I am grateful for the ability to breathe freely. I am grateful that I have a bed to sleep in. You know, stuff like that. Just start doing that, because the more you focus on gratitude, the more you're going to create the higher vibration of gratitude, and more things are going to be attracted to you that you're going to be grateful for. Like I said, being out in nature is key. You know, forest, the water, sunlight, these all help recalibrate your energy field. And breathing. You could also play with that, like inhale love, exhale tension. And, you know, this is really important today. I invite people to have mindful media intake. There's a lot of fear-based news out there or social media, and we don't know how true it is. It's already geared towards, you know, getting people scared. And I'm going to invite you to not give your power away to that or feed into that. Because guess what? When you feed into the fear, it gets bigger. You're going to create more and more of that. So be selective in what you're listening to on your social media. And surround yourself with really, you know, high vibrating people. And because when, you know, like attracts like, and high vibrating people are going to create more high vibration within you. And like I said, be mindful of your spiritual and energetic hygiene. So when we choose empowerment over fear, we are able to really, you know, move into different times for ourselves and even better times. So we're getting ready to go on our next break. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host. And when we come back, we're going to talk just a little bit more, and then I'm going to lead you into a delicious guided meditation so you could put it all together. So stay tuned, and we'll see you very shortly.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network today, and we're talking about beyond fear, raising your vibration in uncertain times. And boy, have we been dealing with that. There's so much more uncertainty than I've ever witnessed in my life. And of course, I've been around for a few decades, and it can be really gnarly to maneuver through. And also, you know, I'm hoping that I've taught you how to step into your power and know that, believe it or not, we have control. And it's how we choose to raise our frequency and vibration, because it's all frequency and vibration. So are you ready to transform fear into courage, resilience, and higher awareness? Fear is a reminder. Every fear is a chance to step into your power, okay? Empowerment practices such as affirmations, journaling, visualization can strengthen your inner alignment. Each time you rise above fear, you contribute to a higher collective consciousness. Think about that. We all contribute. How are you contributing? Are you contributing fear? or are you contributing love? Remember, what would love do? Just, you know, it's really up to us. When we choose love, courage, and higher vibration, it's an act of both personal and collective evolution. Just imagine living with more peace, flow, and joy, even in chaotic times. What would that look like for you? So, fear is a messenger, not a dictator. Vibration is everything. Choose love over fear. Uncertainty is an opportunity, not a threat. Practical tools can shift energy instantly. Empowerment comes from conscious alignment, not avoidance. So I know I gave you a lot to think about, and I really invite you to take up the challenge. It's like, feel where you're feeling. If you're in fear, feel what that feels like. Explore what that feels like in your body. You're doing it with the awareness component. Same thing as when you feel love and joy. Where are you feeling it in your body, and how is your body feeling? How does your energy feel as well? So we're going to segue into a guided meditation, and it's called Rising Beyond Fear. So I'm just going to invite you to find a comfortable place where you could either sit or lie down, or you could be undisturbed for probably the next, 6 or 7 minutes. And I just invite you to take a slow, deep breath in and gently exhale, letting go of any tension in your body. Once again, inhale fully. And exhale, releasing thoughts about the past or worries about the future. And allow yourself to settle comfortably, feeling the support of the chair or floor beneath you. Softly allow your eyes to close and allow your shoulders to relax and your jaw to soften and release, and your spine lengthen. And scan your body from head to toe. Notice any areas of tension, tightness, or unease. And without judgment, simply observe. Imagine these areas as dark clouds, carrying the energy of fear or uncertainty. So inhale slowly for a count of four. Hold for two, and exhale for six. Inhale slowly for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold for two, and exhale for six. And repeat this two more times. Inhale slowly for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold for two and exhale for six. And feel your body soften with each exhale releasing fear and tension. And now visualize a warm golden light descending from above, entering through the crown of your head. Feel this light filling your mind with calm and clarity. Flowing down your throat, opening space for truth and authentic self-expression. Filling your heart, expanding your capacity to love yourself and others. Traveling to your solar plexus, igniting courage, confidence, and inner strength. And moving down into your legs and feet, grounding you deeply into the earth. This sphere transforms any fearful or heavy energy it encounters into pure, radiant light. And focus now on your heart center. And visualize a vibrant sphere of energy pulsing gently like your heartbeat. And with each inhale, the light grows brighter. With each exhale, it releases tension, doubt, and fear. And silently affirm to yourself, I am safe. I am guided. I am aligned with my higher self. I choose courage over fear. I choose love over worry. Now see fear as a dark mist approaching your sphere. Notice how it cannot penetrate your radiant light. As it touches your energy field, it dissolves into golden sparkles, absorbed into your body as wisdom, courage, and clarity. Imagine yourself walking through a forest or along a quiet beach, bathed in golden light. And feel the earth beneath your feet, the sun or moon overhead, grounding and supporting you. Each step you take fills you with confidence, peace, and trust in your path. Inhale, drawing in love, light, and calm. Exhale, releasing fear, doubt, and resistance. Feel your vibration rising higher and higher. And now visualize moving through your day or week from this high vibration. Just stay there for a few moments, integrating this elevated energy, breathing gently and feeling your light expand in all directions. And when you're ready, bring your awareness back to your physical body. Feel your feet on the ground, your hands resting comfortably, and your spine supported. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing energy back into your room. Open your eyes slowly, carrying this light, courage, and elevated vibration into every moment of your life. You are no longer operating from fear. You are aligned, empowered, and radiant. So we're going to get ready to go to our next break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about beyond fear, raising your vibration in uncertain times. And if today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to stay connected in three powerful ways. First, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform. Your reviews and shares help the message reach more people who are ready to awaken to their energetic abilities. And second, sign up for my newsletter at drdoloresfazzino.com. You'll receive exclusive insights, upcoming show updates, and a special gift, a free guided meditation on being in the present moment. And trust me, many of us are feeling very uncertain, very ungrounded, and this is a great way to have a beautiful tool to ground your energy and reconnect with yourself. And third, if you're ready to take the next step and experience transformation on a personal level, I invite you to schedule a private session with me, and together we'll uncover where your energy is leaking, release old patterns, and align you with your true frequency so you could step into a life of flow, abundance, and ease, and vibrational alignment. So visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and look under sessions to book your session today. And remember, your energy is your most valuable currency. Invest in yourself, protect your vitality, and watch how life begins to transform. So we've been listening today, and we've been talking about Beyond Fear, Raising Your Vibration in Uncertain Times. And I want to leave you with these takeaways for today. Fear is energy seeking transformation, not suppression. You have the power to shift from fear to love through conscious awareness and breath. And if you ever feel like you're stuck in fear, just take a deep breath. And you may question yourself, what would love do? And just allow yourself to be in that vibration. Uncertainty is a sacred invitation to expand beyond your comfort zone. And believe me, we are expanding well beyond our comfort zones for sure. Raising your vibration changes what you attract. Solutions, peace, and new possibilities. So I invite you to play with that and make it your own. And lastly, choosing love not only uplifts you, it uplifts the collective consciousness. You are making a difference when you choose love over fear. And just remember in our closing thoughts, fear will always exist in some form. It's part of being human. But how we respond determines whether it controls us or empowers us. When we embrace fear as a messenger instead of an enemy, it transforms into wisdom and love. You have the ability to elevate your vibration and meet life's uncertainties with grace, strength, and inner peace. The more light you hold, the more light you become for others. And I'm just going to leave you with this quote for the episode. Fear is not your enemy. It's the doorway to your awakening. So I know I gave you a lot to bite off and chew this episode, but I feel that it's really important, especially at this time in humanity's evolution, ascension, and what we're witnessing. There's a lot of uncertainty going on, a lot of fear being spewed around, and a lot of noise, which is causing lots of chaos. I invite you to take a step within yourself and create that certainty within yourself, no matter how uncertain the world is. And remember, what would love do? So goodbye for now. Stay tuned, and we'll see you next week. You are worth it. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.